This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Lots of attention has focused on the spread of diseases from animals, particularly wild animals, to humans. AIDS, Ebola, MERS, and most certainly COVID. This type of spread is called zoonosis. But there is also concern about a more indirect spread of disease that starts with wild animals and passes through domestic animals or agriculture and then on to humans. I spoke with Dr. Laura Patterson, a CDC senior epidemiologist at the CDC Foundation and lead author of a paper in PLOS ONE. It offers the example of wild pigs, often called feral pigs. These pigs are not native to North America.
The feral pigs here in America, where they're not native, are a mix of like Eurasian wild boars and then domestic pigs. They're super destructive. For instance, like in San Jose, the feral pigs come in at night to the suburbs, so they cause a lot of economic damage, a lot of environmental damage.
Feral pigs are highly adaptable and can live in urban and rural areas, perhaps because of their opportunistic omnivore diet, meaning they can eat almost anything. And because of climate change, the feral pig population is expanding, and California has the largest feral pig population in the U.S.
The problem is if these two populations of feral pigs and domestic pigs interact, and the feral pigs transfer a disease to the domestic pig, these diseases can easily spread to farm workers or to consumers visiting the farms and then spread from there.
Before the 1950s, most pig farms were small, outdoor family-owned farms. Then there was a transition to large commercial pig farming, which occurs in large warehouse-like container facilities with high levels of biosecurity. This controlled environment both increases efficiency, but it also reduces the chance of the spread of diseases like trichinosis or brucellosis. But today, small family-owned farms are again growing in popularity because the public wants pigs that are raised outdoors in a more sustainable, pasture-fed, natural, and majestic environment. But pigs raised outdoors have the possibility of coming into contact with wild animals, such as feral pigs. This can be direct contact, whereby feral pigs enter the areas where domestic pigs roam, or indirect contact, such as sharing food or water sources, or coming into contact with animal waste products.
There was a case where a feral pig came onto a farm. They were raising their pigs outdoors, and the feral pig was attracted to the female sows for mating and transmitted brucellosis to these domestic pigs. And then one of the farm workers contracted the brucellosis, which is really a terrible disease for humans. Before the farm knew what was being transmitted, they sold their pigs to 13 other states.
So now those pigs can also transmit the disease to other pigs or to humans. It turns out that some diseases that have been eliminated by commercial pig production are now re-emerging in family-owned pigs and being transmitted to humans by way of meat consumption, all thanks to the feral pig. But Dr. Alda Pieris, a professor of urban agriculture and food safety at UC Davis, explains there are two risks to our health. Both come from feral pigs.
So there are two risks, zoonotic diseases from disease transmission from animal to the humans, either through direct contact with handling those animals, and another one will be contamination of our environment. And that contamination can be through water, through the soil, and then indirectly, for example, vegetables.
So feral pigs are just one example of how interactions between wild animals and domestic animals can impact our health. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.